All right, this next topic, and there'll be perhaps two recordings now that are still upcoming. So I'll cluster the next few topics into this one recording. To begin with, I will share a monumental moment that I had a couple of hours ago. I was sitting at my desk working, and it seems like I haven't moved from my desk all day. So my son has been in and out of my office all day, and he, in the early part of this evening, came up to me and he said, "Do you even know what you're doing? Do you even know what all of this is?" And he was pointing to the, let's call them oceans of stickies covering surfaces in my office and the walls that are covered with all of the sheets of flip chart paper, which are also coated in either diagrams or stickies. And he was looking around, and he was asking me, "Do you even know what you're doing?" And I know he's very sensitive, so I don't want to necessarily burst out laughing, but it was the most phenomenal question, and it wouldn't have been laughing at him in any way, but sometimes he takes it that way. So I was aware of that and toned down my response, but wow, what a phenomenal question. And I'm going to pose that to all of you. Do you even know what you're doing in this moment, in this day, in this world? Do you even know what you're doing? And I personally would like to think that he capitalized the K and no, but that's for everyone to decide for themselves. It's really important to take a step back every so often. And when I say every so often, I don't mean once every quarter. I mean maybe once or twice each day for 5 minutes at a time. Take some breaths in a state of awareness that you are in this present moment. Even pause the recording now and use this, leverage this message as a prompt for you to remember to pause and breathe and access that center point within the upper fourth, within that spiritual heart space, and connect with you as spirit. Connect with the resonant frequency of your soul. Even if you're not communicating directly, even if you're not getting information, so to speak, that can be analyzed and regurgitated through words processed through the mind, even if all you do is sit in that space, stand or lay in that space of the now moment for moments, breathing with awareness and touching that centeredness, that stillness, that eye of the storm, for enough of a moment to be able to create space between you and everything in your reality and answer the question for yourself, do you even know what you're doing? One of the topics that came up in one of these discussions this week was about our work. Not mine necessarily, but all of us, all the work that we're doing to create, to do the best we can to contribute to this world, to make the biggest impact we can to better this world, perhaps for future generations, perhaps because we want to simply leave a legacy. That is very much up to you to discern. However, the idea that, okay, it's time for us to not continue creating as much as, first of all, and first and foremost, if I may add, take a look at what you have created thus far in your life if you haven't done so yet. Because the energetics on the planet, and I cannot stress this more, I cannot stress this honestly enough, how tremendously different the energetics on the planet are today and yesterday and the day before and even since Monday than they have been in the entirety of our lives. It is that big, and it goes far beyond our lives, but let's just use that as a metric. So if things have changed so dramatically, it is possible that the definitions of words have changed, that the, let's say, needs or the things that we can create that benefit the collective have changed, that what benefits the collective, what benefits those you have come here to serve has changed now. And spoiler alert, 100% it has. So how are you going to shift and pivot and up-level yourself so that you can not just purge and clear to get more clarity, which is very important, it's fundamental, but shift into a place of energetic agility so that you can create that space between you and everything in your reality to reassess, to reevaluate from a place of knowing, not from an analytical mind perspective, to see what still works, what feels like it's off, what feels now suddenly obsolete, and not to dive into the sea of judgment that may arise as the mind attempts to grab the driver's wheel and jump back into the driver's seat. Keep the mind at rest, let it know everything is fine, and enter into that space of knowingness if you aren't already there. Breathe through this exercise and take a look, assess for yourself through high-level discernment whether all of your product and service offerings, especially for those of you who work for yourselves or who want to spin off into building your own businesses, are still relevant. Or is there a shift? Is there a tweak? And sometimes it is the most minor of tweaks that can elevate the frequency of an offer or a service or a product or however you verbalize what you offer people. So much that it is mind-blowing how different a tiny tweak can feel, and thus how your reality can shift as a result. And if your objective is to serve, if your objective is to be here to make the most impact by leveraging your gifts, by leveraging your levels of mastery in order to contribute to the evolution of humanity and of the planet and of the realities that we share on this planet, then it behooves all of us to consider, at least take a look at what offerings we currently have and to adjust and tweak. And we certainly have. I have been reworking our website for what feels like 75,000 years, and I'm going to say it's actually been a couple of weeks, maybe a month. As long as you make consistent actions forward while maintaining agility in the physical world as well as energetically in the more subtle planes, you are going to make massive strides in moving your reality into the direction that you want it to be. Because yes, everything already exists, and yes, it is simply ours to bring those things that already exist into form, even if those things don't actually exist yet in accessible form, but in the field of potentiality. Know that everything is already there. It's simply for us to allow it to emerge and form through us. And yet, even though we talk about the subtleties of energy, we always go back to the concept of being in a physical body on an experiential plane that is of dense matter. Reconciling the subtleties of the nature of spirit, the infinite nature of spirit, and the finite form that we are in as we navigate this finite world is most definitely something that you can come to peace with, not even to terms with, but peace. But it takes a look. It takes a moment for you to create the space for yourself to be in that location within the eye of the storm that is the epitome of stillness, and to take a look without judgment, if you can, and enter into that space of any degree of neutrality that you can access in order to come into that space of stillness so that you can observe your reality right now. What isn't working, what feels off, and what can you do about it? A big question that came up during the recent conversation we had was, what do I not see? Ask yourself, is there something that you don't see? Is it perhaps because you are so invested in a specific outcome that you can't see farther than a certain point on the horizon? Is there an attachment to an outcome that you really don't want to let go of? Is there an objective or a goal you've set for yourself that you are so invested in achieving that you're not willing to even consider that maybe that goal or objective is no longer relevant? These are the big questions. These are the sometimes tough questions, but they are essential right now. I will go as far as to say that perhaps the most empowering position that you can be in, not for the long term, but even in an instant, is to embrace the reality in which you throw everything out the window, everything you've ever created, and start from scratch. Not to say you have to do that, but what if that happened? Would you still be in that eye of the storm? Would you still be in stillness? For that is the key. That is the place of power.